Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Happy for us, but not for the folks in Louisiana awaiting tomorrow for that hurricane that could be a Category 4.
Here's what I want to know. Why does anybody live in Louisiana? Doesn't it seem like they keep those hurricanes keep coming up in that same...
You know, there
New
are a lot
Orleans,
of,
Louisiana.
They probably say there are people up north that say that about people in Florida. Why do they live in Florida? And we say that about people in California. There are earthquakes there and fires there. And some of us say that about people up north where it's cold. So you live where you live because you want to live there, because you enjoy the life. And here's what I say.
What?
Enjoy wherever you live.
I think
just
you need to enjoy,
it.
Wherever you are,
it's an
whatever
attitude.
You're doing. That's right. It's an attitude.
It's an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I've lived, as you know, and many of our listeners know, I've lived in, you know, several different states over the years. New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio, and now I'm done. And I saved the best for last.
With me.
With you. Absolutely.
Florida.
Well, welcome, everybody. We hope that you had a fantastic, excellent, but most of all, healthy week here listening to our show. Well, here and now listening to our show. And we want to welcome you as we always do. We do have a few shout outs to give to Maisha and Allie, who are new listeners, to Sherry and Joey and their realtor. Their realtor, Blair, who are new listeners, plus longtime listeners and brand new homeowners back in Jacksonville, Eileen and Bill, who have been waiting to get their home built by Lennar. And they closed on their home yesterday and will be happily moving into their home, I guess, starting today. Are they moving in today, Angela?
It's a secret. I can't tell you.
Okay. Well, maybe... Maybe Bill and Eileen will call us today and tell us when they're moving in. But
yeah, I think they're busy this morning. Yeah,
probably.
But you know what?
What?
They're going to invite us to go to Beach Walk.
Okay. Beach Walk is really, really cool. It has
it
a 14-acre swimming pool lake type thing.
What? I want to give a shout out, too, to Elizabeth and Tom. So I've known Elizabeth for like years. And but anyway, they're getting ready to sell their house and buy a new house.
Good. I want to tell everybody what's special about today, because people say they really like to hear it. It's Crackers Over the Keyboard Day.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you need to stop pretending that you're careful when you're eating over the computer and over your keypad. Just let it go.
Who does that?
You know that you're eating over your keypad.
Do you do that?
Do I do it?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, I eat some toast over it.
Crumbs.
I don't eat, I guess sometimes I eat crackers over it.
Mm.
Yes, and I know that you do.
I just can't believe that's a thing, that that's a day. Like, how'd it get its own day?
I don't
crackers
know.
Crackers over the keyboard, that sounds silly.
Probably the most important day is that it's Dream Day Quest and Jubilee Day. It's the anniversary of this date back in 1963, when one of the best orators of my life, Martin Luther King, gave the I Have a Dream speech.
Oh, cool.
To promote racial harmony plus economic and social justice for all.
Now, do you remember that?
I do. And it was such a great, great moving speech. And of course, that led to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So great, great speech.
I was just a baby. So I don't remember, although I've caught it.
Well, I was very young. I was only 9 years old, but it still made a huge, huge impression on me. Anyway, it's also National Bow Tie Day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, the roots go back to the 17th century when the Croatian missionaries wore it during the 30-year wars as scarves around their neck to hold together their shirts. And you celebrate it this day by wearing a bow tie or learning how to tie one.
Now, do you know ladies, how to tie one?
I don't. I don't. But ladies also wear them, but they're usually the big ones that droop down.
Yeah.
And it's very decorative for them. Do you ever wear a bow type scarf?
I have. Okay. I used to work in a dress shop, if I never told you that.
You did when you were very, very young.
So we had to do all that.
Okay, it's also National Cherry Turnover Day. I've eaten a couple of those in the past. Also National Power Ranger Day. Now, we know someone that was a Power Ranger in one of the movies.
Yeah,
one of our
recently.
Customers, yes. Mm-hmm. National Thoughtful Day. That means be thoughtful
okay,
to other people.
Okay, that's my favorite
people.
Thing you've said so far.
Okay, so.
National Thoughtful
so
Day.
So we
be
should
thoughtful.
Be extra thoughtful to each other today.
Okay.
And as we see many of the people that come to our open house today. Also, Pony Express Day. Remember the Pony Express? They delivered mail back in the wild
aware
west.
Of it, yes.
Okay. It's also if you enjoy playing with your mouse. Now that's your computer mouse.
Oh, and then yes.
Race your mouse around your icons. It's Race Your Mouse Around Your Icons Day. And
that's
it's
funny.
Radio Commercial Day. Now, we have some radio commercials, so we ask our listeners to pay attention to those today. And, of course...
They have them memorized, Howard. I don't think we've updated in a while.
We haven't, yes. It's an interesting one for those of you who have pets. It's called Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day.
What is that?
It's an honors the memory of our beloved pets. Now... It's not a day of sadness, but it's a day of celebration, and it's named after a poem that was called Rainbow Bridge. It was about a place where pets go after they pass on, where they go to be young and healthy again, to wait to be reunited with their owners when their owners then pass away.
Huh.
How about that?
That's very interesting.
It's also Red Wine Day. Which
okay.
should be stored at between 60 and 65 degrees. And finally, Speak Kind Words Day.
Thoughtfulness and Speak Kind Day. Like, this is
That's
the best
right.
day ever so far.
Yes. So
I like it.
So we're going to get our producer to speak some kind words today as well.
Are
because
you?
People say that they like to hear more from Lauren. So, Lauren, do you have any kind words to say today? I have caught you off guard there, Lauren. Do you have any kind words to say?
You did, and I definitely do. I hope the both of you have a great show and enjoy your weekend and everyone else listening as well.
Yay.
All right. Well, thank you for those kind words. But we want everyone out there who is listening to find someone to speak kind words to today. I always try. Now, here's something that I do, and I'm going to suggest that everybody else do it. If you go to the grocery store today, or any place else than you come into contact with, look at their name tag. Say their name. Thank them for what they do. Tell them to have a great day and to stay healthy. They will so appreciate it. I did that to someone at Lowe's the other day. And they said, you know, nobody ever talks to us like we're people and uses our name. And he said, you made my day.
Aww.
Nobody does that.
See how thoughtful and kind you are?
Yeah.
We should be celebrating Howard today.
No, we don't
it
need to celebrate
like
me.
Howard,
celebrate,
kind and thoughtful
celebrate
day.
People today. If you talk yes. to someone on the phone, as a customer service person, tell them that you appreciate and you know how hard their job is. And talk to them with a smile. Hey, we have a contest today. There was a recent analysis that looked at the best places to invest in for a vacation home. So one that you use as well as that you can rent to others. So considering price, capitalization rate, yearly rate of return, and other factors, two of the top areas in the country were located in Florida. Name one of them. So... think about that and give us a call. What's the number, Angela? Quick.
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are here. Angela and I are here. Actually, she's had to step out for a moment, but we are here with Real Estate Radio. We're going to answer your questions if you have any, and we sure hope that you do on any real estate questions, whether it's a national in nature or local in nature. And because things are really hopping around the country. They really are. But we want to start off again by telling you what the contest is. A recent analysis looked at best places, big and small, not just big cities, but even remote places around the country to look at what's a great place to invest in, not only for your vacation, but for places that you could rent to others while you are not there yourself. And they considered price. They considered capitalization rate, in other words, what it cost for you to buy it, and to your rate of return, the yearly rate of return, and also other factors. You know, like if it's in the middle of nowhere, you know, how could you get there? Anyway, two of the top areas were located right here. Two of the top 25 areas were located right here in Florida. So name one of the two areas. And the number to call, Angela, is...
To talk to me, you have to call 222-8255. And right. That's area code 904.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this past week, we did manage, not we, but the we collectively, all of our listeners, did manage to list some homes, to sell some homes, and to have some homes go under contract. So what happened, Angela?
Oh, it was a good week. So yeah. Here's what happened. 908 offers got accepted. That's up 8% from the previous week.
We haven't had 900 in quite some time.
Quite some time. That's right. See, people are back to school. Kids are getting settled in. They're getting back to the business, the house buying.
Yes.
604 new homes came on the market. That number was down a little bit. 297 of the 604, which is 49%, they're already under contract. And 101 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 571 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
Congratulations.
And that's about the same percentage it was last week.
Yes. Of course, Eileen and Bill are one of those 571. Hope you're listening, Eileen and Bill.
Oh, they are. They sent me a text.
Oh, they did?
They're listening. They're like, we're moving in Monday.
Okay.
We know what we're doing.
Well, congratulations to Eileen and Bill, longtime listeners. And welcome back to the Jacksonville area. They moved out west for a while and decided they needed to come back home. They were getting up too early out west to listen to us, so they came back. That's not really the reason. But anyway, Angela, what happened to interest rates?
Well, here's what happened. The 30-year rate, it rose 0.01% to 2.87%. And during this same week last year, the rates were at 2.91%. The 15-year rate also rose 0.01% to 2.17%. This time last year, the rate was 2.46%. The FHA 30-year rate is around 2.65%. And as always, you got to stay tuned for the Van Wees to see what they're talking about for the prime and for the Fed.
Yeah. So some of the rates, of course, your rate may be a little bit higher. Your rate may be a lower. That's the average of Freddie Mac rates. They take an average of everything that they have given out on Wednesday. So of the top 25 lenders, how about that?
Yeah.
All right. Less than 3%. It's just incredible.
If you're thinking about buying, you know, it's really possible that these rates are going to keep climbing ever so slightly. So the best you can do on a rate is right now.
You know, it's so much cheaper in most places around the country to buy rather than to rent.
Yeah. Rents are up so high.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we're not talking about, you know, you can't buy a mansion cheaper than you can, you know, rent a house. But
the question is, could you buy the mansion cheaper than you could rent the mansion?
Yes, thank you. You said
you
that very well.
Exactly in perspective.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah. Of its own self. What it, can you do? Because I can actually rent my house right now for
more than your payment.
More than my mortgage payment. Yeah.
Of course, you bought it 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago.
Five.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, we want to talk about, we've never given a home remodeling tip. I used to entitle this section the home, the contractor's tip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I did it a little different this time. I'm going to call it a home remodeling tip of the week.
Well, we have so many do-it-yourselfers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Many of us think of ourselves as do-it-yourselfers for some remodeling or upgrading or even maintenance items such as cleaning out your gutters or trimming branches. Angela, I got a question for you. What's the number one thing to think about in any project but is often not considered?
Ooh, I know. It's got to be safety.
It is safety. That's right. And, you know, you remind me about that every time I climb up on the roof or go into the attic.
Get on the ladder. What do? I freak out.
Yes, you do.
Let me hold the ladder.
I got this. That's right. Because, you know, I can't climb up because, well, because you can't climb up and get me down. Or if I fall down, then the injury can be severe, especially. What do you say?
At your age.
At my age.
Yeah. Okay. So seriously, any job involving climbing up a ladder can involve injury. So everyone should ask themselves if they're comfortable with the renovation or repair along with the method to complete it. Meaning, such as climbing up near the top of an 8-foot ladder to replace a ceiling fan on an 11-foot ceiling while messing with electrical connections. I mean, that's a lot going on, right?
It is. And I don't think I would do that anymore. We do have an 8-foot ladder. We do have 11-foot ceilings.
And we have several electricians on speed dial. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
You may think that painting is easy, but not so if you're doing it on the top of the second story of a staircase. Installing a tile backsplash behind a kitchen counter may be easy if you get the proper tools to cut the tile.
Yeah, that may be easy.
Maybe you even install some luxury vinyl tile, but better watch some online YouTube videos first and buy plenty of extra pieces.
I agree.
We have a caller.
We have a caller?
Oh, we don't have a caller.
We don't have a caller. Okay. You know, one of the biggest challenges is related to electrical issues. Let's say that one of your electrical outlets doesn't work and you think that you can replace it. It sounds pretty simple. So most of us know to shut off the circuit breaker before doing any electrical work. But how do you know which is the correct circuit breaker? Because the plug itself is broken. So how do you know if the one that's labeled in the box is the right one anyway? Also, if there are four wires coming out of the wall of the old outlet, a red one, a black one, a white one, and then the copper one is, most everybody knows, is the ground. Well, which one, which wire goes on the new plug? On the new plug that you're putting in? Same thing for the light switch. Did you know that there's a different type of switch if it's a three-way switch versus a two-way switch? A three-way switch is this two different places that you can turn on and off a light from. Most of our listeners don't know that. Better to call an electrician. Now, I do want to give you some advice that will help you that you may not know about. So, it has to do, and it's a combination of two things, a plumbing and an electrical fix, and it has to do with your garbage disposal.
Okay.
So, let's say you believe it's broken. Because you turn the switch, nothing happens.
Okay.
Sometimes it makes a hum.
Right.
And sometimes it does nothing.
Okay.
So, you either hear a hum when you flick on the switch or nothing, like I said. First, make sure that the switch is in the off position. Now, your disposal came with a six-sided hex wrench that fits in a hole in the center bottom of the disposal. Insert the wrench and turn it 360 degrees to the left and then 360 degrees to the right. Take out the wrench and then try the disposal again. Now, sometimes that'll fix it because something may have just jammed it. Now, if there's no hum or if it doesn't work at all, then the unit may have it tripped, meaning that the circuit breaker built in tripped the circuit. There's a such an easy fix to that. You may think that your circuit that you need a new garbage disposal, but you don't. Just turn off the wall switch, then push the small red button usually located on the bottom of the disposal. It's reset when it clicks back into place. And voila, your garbage disposal is fixed. Now, it could be also that the GFCI button on one of your wall switches in the kitchen popped out, or it could be the main box in the garage. Just check that before calling either a plumber or an electrician. Now, who do you call to replace that? Is it a plumber or is it an electrician to replace your garbage disposal?
I'd call a plumber.
It is a plumber. Yeah. That's correct. Hope this helps.
Yeah, the most important thing, whether you're doing a repair or a remodel, is to be safe.
Be safe.
What's funny is that's my whole motto, safety first.
Safety first.
I've always been that. I parented that way. My kids could do most anything they wanted as long as they were safe.
Yes, wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Those types of things.
Yep.
Be safe, especially dealing with home repairs. All right. We still haven't had any callers to guess which one of two places in Florida is the best for investing in a second, not a second home, but a vacation home. Well, sometimes think they're the same thing, but anyway. All right. So give us a call, 222-8255. And when we get back, we're going to talk about property taxes. They're going up. We're going to tell you why when we get back. Right, Angela?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, you got your trim notice?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we get back and why your property taxes are going up.
Okay.
And we're also going to answer your questions. We're here for you. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we will be
right back.
Stay with us, everyone.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States drone has hit an Islamic State terrorist group, one that had claimed responsibility for this week's suicide bombings. Officials say that drone attack was successful. The Thursday bombing killed 13 American servicemen, 10 Marines, 2 Army soldiers, and 1 sailor. By the way, 18 other members of the armed forces were wounded, some of them severely. It is expected to be a very tough storm. Louisiana residents are bracing for Hurricane Ida. That storm likely to have winds up to 140 miles per hour and is expected to come ashore late Sunday. Forecasters say it could dump a foot of rain on New Orleans. And Hurricane Nora has formed in the eastern Pacific. This is SRN News.
Just think of the smell of the house after frying fish or cooking broccoli, changing the air conditioning to heat. These odors are germs. How does one eliminate this bacteria? Lamprey. Lamprey actually purifies and perfumes the air. This is not done by masking undesirable odor molecules, but by destroying them, leaving the air purified in just 20 minutes. Originally invented to kill bacteria in hospitals, these handsome lamps should be wherever germs flourish. Lamprey, available at Annabelle's of Orange Park.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and host of the Best Stocks Now show. I've been a professional money manager for the last 22 years. I write a weekly newsletter called Best Stocks Now. If you'd like to get a free sample, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Make sure to tune in to Best Stocks Now on this station.
Tune in to Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WBOB. And Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on our sister station, Talk 100.3.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
You hear the news those in power want you to hear every day. You can't avoid it. Is it real? Is it factual? Here's a challenge. Listen to the conservative voices on WBOB for a week. Now you have another side to consider. Which will you choose to listen to after that? It's a free country. You get to choose. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. This is AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Tonight, possible precipitation and thunderstorms and temperatures dropping to around 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, clear skies with a high near 91. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, possible rainfall and thunderstorms with temperatures reaching to the low 90s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, rainy Saturday. Now, why do I love the rain? I love the rain because it is liquid sunshine. If without rain, our grass would turn brown and die and our houses would be ugly. But that's not what's happening. We're so fortunate to live in Florida where it's humid and we get rain every day and our grass is gorgeous green and it grows and it's so beautiful and it makes our yards beautiful. And it's just, I don't know. It's all gorgeous. It makes me happy.
You do have a big smile on your face, don't you?
I do. There are just certain things in life, Howard, that are just, you know, that we get to benefit from. And it's not even at our own hand that caused it.
Yes.
We can thank God for all that.
Hey, we've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'm enjoying some liquid sunshine up here.
Yay, Mark.
You've listened to our show before, haven't you?
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say I was happy, 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 but the lady's there, so she can say it for me.
Now I like you to say it. I feel like I've started something. Everyone I ever talk to says something about happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Absolutely.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've got a guess about the rentals that you have on there. I'm thinking it's got to be in the Panhandle and the Panama City Destin area over there.
Do you have a city over there in mind?
Well, then I'm having to narrow it down to probably Panama City.
Is that it, Howard?
It's not Panama City, but one of them is in the Panhandle.
You were so close, okay. Mark.
I was in the right neighborhood.
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were.
Yes, so that's you're helping other people.
Good.
Hey, do you have any real estate questions while you're on today?
Just wanting to find out a little bit. I just recently purchased an investment property, and interest rates are incredibly low for investment properties, too. I was really pleasantly surprised.
Oh, what rate did you get, Mark?
I'm at 3.5, and I thought that was pretty good.
I think that's fantastic for an investment property.
And did you have to put down 20%, or did you put down less than that?
Actually, I put down 25%.
25, okay. You don't have to do that all
really
the time.
That is really a great rate. So number one, you must have great credit. I'm going to go with yes.
That helps.
It does help, doesn't it? You know, when we keep our credit great, we get great interest rates. So I love that, and I'm so excited for you. And that should encourage other people who are thinking about being investors that it's not too pricey to get in the game. You just need the 25% down.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the second most important thing is getting a good tenant. And to don't take the first person that comes along, check them out thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Have you been an investor for a while?
Yes, yeah, for almost too many years, but yes.
Okay. Well, you know the drill.
But the residual income is always nice.
Yes, it is.
It is. But that secret sauce is finding the right tenant who's going to take care of your property and help you with your investment for your years to come.
Yeah, it took Anzo and I a lot of years to learn the best way to get good tenants. And we have 8 properties together, one of which we live in, of course. But right now we have great, great tenants. And we appreciate the difference between a great tenant and not so good. So
that's funny,
well,
Howard.
I always tell them,
go ahead, Mark.
I always tell them that I have, you know, they have $1,000 invested and I've got, you know, $100,000 invested. And there's a big difference between the two.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We've got another caller on the line.
Thank you for calling, Mark.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We've got another caller who calls all the time, and we so appreciate it. Mr. Bosco, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Enjoying this liquid sunshine as the sun's trying to make its way through.
It's trying, but I think it's going to rain all day, Bosco. You need an umbrella today.
Or I could go to New Orleans.
Yes, and do what? Get a rowboat?
Well, I have a story to talk about, you know. Yeah, hurricane. That's right.
Spices up your life a little bit.
There you go, right, with the liquid sunshine. So I wanted to take a stab at your question. I was going to say Pensacola being one area, and the other one would be the Orlando area, but I couldn't really.
Well, you only get one guess.
Well, you said there was two answers. Right?
So which
you
one
did?
I did say there
I
were two.
I can see why he's thinking that he could answer twice.
But neither of them are right. So it doesn't matter.
Darn it.
But one is in the Panhandle and the other is not. So, But of course, we always appreciate when you call. So
absolutely. You got anything else you want to talk about, Bosco?
Excuse me?
You got anything else you want to talk about today?
No, you know, one of the questions that came up is what you were answering was, you know, the previous caller was, you know, should I consider buying into a rental? If you could find a rental, you know, to, you know, a duplex to buy, you know, or a single, you know, family dwelling, how would you find a good, how would you vet, you know, a potential renter, you know? I mean, that would be so difficult. And then, of course, you know, it would be a difficult job right now just to find a potential rental house out there, you know.
It's not as hard as you think. There are certainly properties out there. There are duplexes that you could buy. There's apartment complexes you could buy. There are single-family homes or even condominiums. And I tell you that a lot of the investors we work with have been leaning towards condominiums lately because there's just nothing much for the landlord to have to do. So the landlord's only going to have to think about collecting rent, making sure the tenant's doing what they're supposed to in terms of following the association guidelines, and then you're just going to replace appliances and maybe an AC or a water heater. So there's no roof to ever be replaced. You don't have to mow the yard. Right. You don't have to worry about any of that. So so condominiums, if the fees aren't too high, then that's, you can really get a good return on your investment.
Yeah, and the way to find them, I mean, you could use the multiple listing service, but then you're bidding against a lot of other investors. It's just to talk to a lot of people and say, hey, do you know of anyone that is looking to sell? And sometimes it's somebody's grandmother who may be going into a nursing home or unfortunately may be passing away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, you know, nobody wants to do any fixing up on that. They just want to sell it and get rid of it.
So you can get it at a wholesale price.
And then you're not, you know, they just want somebody to come in and buy it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the bottom line here, when I get these two answers, that's where I'll be looking.
Well, if you want some help, call us. We'll help you.
I'm down with that.
You're down with that. Well, cool. Of course you are.
Yes. Cool.
There you go.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And right back at you.
All right. And
thanks,
stay
Bosco.
Healthy, of course. All right. Bye-bye. All right, we know that everyone should have gotten their notices about the upcoming probable taxes in the last 2 weeks from the property appraiser, whatever state, whatever county you live in. And I know that you aren't surprised that your property taxes are probably going up. After all, what are they based on?
Market value.
And we all know that they've been going up in the past 12 to 18 months. So don't be surprised. You know, I've heard from the property appraiser, and he's been on our show several times over the years. And, you know, he has people calling him, and they want, you know, he wants people, I mean, not he, the callers that he gets wants people to, I can't talk straight. He wants.
Get it together.
I got to get it together. The callers that he gets, they want him to reduce
the tax. That's not going to happen, but you can set it up for a review.
Yes, you can set it up for a review.
It's right now. The reviews are now. It's between August and what? It's 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
They want it low until the time that they want to go to a realtor and sell it. So it's such a contradiction almost. When they want to sell it, they want a high price. But for tax evaluation, they want it at a low price. So we know that prices are going. You can't have it both ways. It is based on market value of properties in the area.
Yes. The only thing I would tell you is if you live in your own home, make sure you have homesteaded your property. The state of Florida allows that as long as you don't have homestead on any other house. And anywhere in Florida or any other state that does homestead. So make sure you get all of the benefits that you're entitled to. And, you know, and then, of course, if you're homesteaded, you get Save Our Homes benefits. So There's so many things. And you got to think about portability as people are buying and selling right now as we move from one house to the next. If you're staying somewhere in Florida, you need to tell them you need your portability.
And we'll explain what portability is when we come back after the break, because you can save a ton of money. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy. Look, Howard, the sun's peeping out.
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Great. Hey, we decided that at the end of the last segment that we'd expand a little bit on what portability is. So let's say you live in a house, you've been there for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, and you decide you want to move to another home. Now, during the time that you have lived in that house, the value of the house that you had been living in had been going up, but because it was homesteaded, the taxes had not been going up as much because it was homesteaded. It would only go up a maximum of 3% a year.
Right.
So you were lucky in that it was homesteaded because you were only paying taxes on that maximum 3%. So let's say it went from $200,000 and the value of it went up to $300,000, but the tax value, because it was homesteaded, it only went up to $230,000. So you saved like $70,000 worth of taxes because of that it was homesteaded. $70,000. Guess what you can do? You can take that $70,000 and transport it or port it to the next house that you are buying.
Mm-hmm. So and you got to get your homestead established on the new home.
Right. So let's say you're buying
port over the savings.
Right. So let's say you're buying a $400,000 house, and normally you would pay taxes on $400,000, except your exemption. You now get to subtract $70,000.
Yeah.
You get to transport it. How about that? This is a great state to live in.
This is a great state. So, hello.
I mean, it's a little more, the calculation is a little more complicated than that, but I've simplified it. But that's what portability is. That's why you say, you know, some people say, oh, I don't want to move because I'm going to have to pay higher taxes. But if you've lived in your house for a while, you get to transport some of that savings. It's a really great thing. And even the people that moved out of state, the Bill and Eileen, that were here for a couple of years or 3 or 4 years, then moved out of state and came back. As long as you lived, I think you weren't gone for more than 2 years.
It's actually 3 years from the January 1 of the year that you sold your house.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your sale date. It has to do with the January 1 of the year you sold your house.
Oh, my. It's complicated.
It is a little complicated.
And the property appraiser can help you with that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, most of the counties now will have the where you get your homestead and do your portability right online. You don't even have to go down there. But for people who find it all a bit confusing, I think it's beneficial to go down there and let someone help you understand exactly what it is that you're getting.
Yeah, terrific.
And make sure that it's done properly.
Terrific. How about
yes.
that? Hey, I don't know whether we covered this week. It was in my notes to cover, and I don't know whether we went over it, so I'm going to go over it real quick. There was an important recall. Many of us, or some of us here, use dehumidifiers. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recalled over 2 million of them that caused over $17 million in property damage due to fires. They were manufactured by a company called Wide Tech, but you'd never see that on the item itself. It was sold under a variety of names: Amana, Honeywell, Arctic Air, Whirlpool, and tens of others. They were sold between 2009 and 2017. They were sold at Costco and Lowe's and Walmart. Please stop using them. Now, the specific names and models, you got to go on to the Consumer Product Safety Commission website. So it's CPSC, that's the Consumer Product Safety Commission, .gov, and you just do /recalls. And then you can tell if your product is affected. Now, by the way, that is a great, great website. You can check any product, whether it's a kid's stroller or a TV or anything. You just look up the type of product, and then it gives the year, the make, the model, anything. But anyway, if it's this particular one, then the company can give you a prorated refund. How about that?
Great.
Okay, so that's our safety recall of the week. You know what it's time for?
Is it
Lauren,
like...
do you know what it's time for? It's near the end of the show, so what do we do at the end of the show? It's our hot deal of the day. And boy, oh boy, do we have a hot one August. We actually had it last week. It actually went under contract.
It did.
And the people changed their mind because they didn't want to live
in Duval.
In
they
Duval.
Decided to move to Nassau County.
Yes, but
so
it's
can't
sold.
Fault them for that. They didn't know the area very well. And anyway,
great house,
so it's back
in
on the market.
Mandarin area, 2,450 square feet, a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath with a screened-in pool, a big pool with a spa,
yes,
and a lanai. Now, this community has no CDD fees.
Love it.
But a huge HOA, $175 a year.
A year.
A year.
I don't know. Can you afford that? I don't
the
know.
Roof is 6 years old. The air conditioner is 5 years old. Large fenced yard. Almost half an acre, 4/10 of an acre.
0.44, I think.
Yeah, it was built in 1990, but lots of updating. Brick home on a cul-de-sac. The house is just absolutely gorgeous. High ceilings. Everyone that went into this house said, wow.
Wow.
This is really, really nice. It's 550. It's open today from 11. Last week we did it from 11 to one, people kept coming and coming and coming. We had like 25 people.
Yes.
And but we're going to make it open three.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to make it. But then those people went away because we had it under contract and they left. Anyway, we're opening it up again today. We're going to be there for 3 hours today, 11 to 2.
The Come address, see us.
The address is 1785 Leyburn Court.
Yes.
In a community called Coventry. It's a very small community right off of Mandarin Road.
Right.
Great.
And it's
schools.
On the south end of Mandarin Road. So closer yes. to like where San Jose and Westbury intersect. Get on Westbury right there, and then, of course, Westbury turns into Mandarin Road, and then Coventry is on the right-hand side. I think it's about a mile down, something like that.
Yeah, it's.
I used to know exactly because I lived in that neighborhood.
It's really, really a nice home.
Amazing. Where can you find a red brick house these days? They're very few and far in between. I mean, almost everybody has stucco or they're doing hardy board. I mean, there's just very little maintenance to be done when you own a brick home.
And
it's fantastic.
Everybody loves the...
And there's gas appliances.
Gas appliances.
So the gas dryer, gas water heater, gas pool heater. There's a gas connection for the grill. There's a gas fireplace.
Everybody loved the bathroom, in there, the master bathroom.
Oh, it's been remodeled. It's amazing.
Three ways to get to... the pool area from
yeah,
the master
from the
bedroom, the
yeah.
family room, a
and pool,
the pool
bath.
Bath,
right?
It's
right?
just, and it's just the end of the cul-de-sac. Nobody drives by.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about
privacy. Because there's only like 10 people that live on that street, 10 houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's inside of a neighborhood, but it's just a small street in that neighborhood. So you don't get any traffic, much traffic, unless people live on that street.
Yeah, so there's
except today, we expect to have a lot of traffic.
Yes.
People come see the house.
It will. There will be lots of people there today.
Yeah.
It will be sold again this weekend.
Yeah, I think so.
So come and see it, or you just want to stop by and come and see us. We'll be happy to meet you.
We will.
Yes.
And tell us you heard us on the radio. We always like to know who's listening.
Yeah, we'll give you a dollar discount.
A dollar discount?
Yeah, actually, we can't do that.
No, you can't
We don't
do
determine
that.
Price.
We definitely don't determine price.
Hey, the Van Wees just walked in. And let's see, do we have a thumbs up? Oh, we got a positive thumbs up. We got three thumbs up now, and there'd be another thumb goes up by Adam's son, who's here today. And maybe he's going to give advice on investing. Little Van Wee,
yeah.
Are you going to give any advice on investing today? Shake your head no. Yes? Maybe?
He is going to sell real estate with us.
Oh,
he
okay.
is our future.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He loves real estate.
Okay. You know what?
What?
We just love living here in Jacksonville, in Northeast Florida. And we're doing this radio show to give back to the community. If we can help you, we want to thank you for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call us after the show. Call Angela at 465-3845. That's 465-3845. Or you want to talk to me? 687-8161. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. Angela and I are here to help. God bless you. We're going to be back next week, as always, live and in person. That's right, Angela. Oh, we didn't give the answer to the contest. The answer to the contest is... the number two in the country for best place to invest for a vacation home is St. Augustine.
Yes.
And what came in as number 21 is St. George Island.
How about that?
Which is on the Gulf of Mexico, south-southwest of Tallahassee.
Yes.
God bless everyone. We'll be with you next week.